Hello, Audio Boo. It is me, Horse Lover 98. So you think I would have learned, like last time, not to put my phone in the little part between the window screen and the window sill, which is like this big enough gap. My phone fits in there and rests against the screen. Because the last time I did it, it blew. And thankfully, I was able to grab it with my hands before it blew and hit the floor. I do have it in a life-proof case, so I'm not being entirely dumb. But still, I guess there's always that possibility of it falling out the window screen, which it shouldn't do, but you never know. So you would have think I learned, but I didn't. So I did try to capture you guys some sound from my window, but apparently it didn't work. So I'm hoping it's working and you can hear stuff now. But I really don't know. Either way, this is just going to be a never. You know what, maybe if I... There we go. Yep, you can hear mine. So I had my window closed a little bit. I had closed it so it wouldn't blow my phone completely off like it did last time. Because that's really not fun when your phone goes, like, I'm gonna do it. That. Actually, thank you, wind. My phone will stay like that. And... because I get dust on it. But it will stay like that. So thank you very much, wind. This is kind of a pointless boo to just say, don't be stupid like I was and leave your phone, especially if it's not in a good case against the window screen. Because mine went from being like this on the window screen to that. So yeah, sorry for the rustling you hear of my phone. I'm just in the window. I'm trying to get it situated so it doesn't fall. Oh, wind! And you can hear stuff at the same time. So, again, this is all from my bedroom window. So if sound isn't good, that is why. Anyways, before I bore you guys to death with pointless stuff, I'm going to stop this recording. And when I get something more pointful to boo about, I will boo.